Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Re'eh, Observe. Week 47, 5th Aliyah. At the end of every 3 years, you shall bring out all the tithe of your produce in the same year and lay it up within your towns. And the Levite, because he has no portion or inheritance with you, and the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, who are within your towns, shall come and eat and be filled, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands that you do. Deuteronomy 14, verses 28 through 29. What is the outcome of tithing? There are two types of tithes in the Torah, the first and the second. Together, they add up to 19% of the total income of crop produce. The first tithe is one delivered entirely to the Levites, and the second one could be eaten in Jerusalem during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the weekly year cycle. The year is counted from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. During the third and sixth year, the second tithe was given to the needy in every city. That tithe is then called the tithe of the poor. The seventh year is the sabbatical year when the tithe of crop produce couldn't be given away because everything that grew on the fields was for everyone. Nowadays, the first tithe can't be given to the Levites because they are not serving in the temple. Also, not everyone in Israel lives off of agriculture. Instead of that, the first tithe of all income in or out of Israel can be delivered to further the studies of scriptures. The tithe of the poor may be delivered to the needy during the third and sixth years of the week of years. The second tithe of the remaining years can be used to make one or more trips to Israel and Jerusalem. The Torah gives a special promise to those who deliver their tithe faithfully, which is that the Eternal is going to bless them in all the work of their hands. Hashem knows that our income is not always larger than our expenses, and that it's easy to worry and doubt about enough money coming in. That's why He has given a special blessing to the one who is faithful in the giving of the tithe. That blessing makes us be wise when managing the rest of the income so that we don't waste it in unnecessary and expensive stuff, but that we try to find less expensive articles and food. The blessing also prevents money from getting lost and things from breaking and tearing before time, so that expenses are largely reduced. The blessing upon the work of those faithful with the tithe has thousands of ways of manifesting itself. According to my understanding, the first tithe is not mandatory for those chosen from among the nations, but I strongly recommend it. And the second tithe is optional, but it entails a great blessing for the works of the person who delivers it. Some may ask me, how can you dare to give the tithe? What if you can't make ends meet? I will answer, how dare you not give the tithe? What if you lose the Eternal's blessing upon your finances? I would dare to say that if you are experiencing financial problems, giving the tithe is a way for you to be blessed. Many blessings and shalom.